Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't even know where to start on this story. Just when you think it's crazy enough talking about race in this country, we find out that trees have ethnicity. Trees. Who knew that you white folks were living around black trees all your lives here? And we could track them by satellite. We know that's a Mexican tree. That's an Asian tree. I mean, wow. Okay, and here's the question. Are trees in Africa, if they germinate in the United States, get carried into the winds, do we know where they are? I mean, wow. This is a whole new frontier as it relates to race. And for those of you who think I'm kidding, I'm not. This was brought up to me the other night by one of my comedian friends on a thing that we do. And I thought he was kidding. I was like, he's like, no, man, that's a true story. This is in Breitbart. Kamala Harris asked NASA if they could use its satellites to track trees by race in various neighborhoods as part of, quote, environmental justice during a recent display on climate change, leading many to ridicule the VP online, giving rise to Black Trees Matter. God. Wow. I'm speechless. You guys have heard it. You've witnessed Kevin Jackson be speechless. Let me just go ahead and give our credits here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. While I gather my thoughts. Black Trees Matter. Harris, who serves as the chair of the National Space Council, visited Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, to see vital climate science work, is what they said. I got to tell you, outside of racism, I'm so sick of hearing the word climate with anything. I don't even care. Climate change, climate hog, climate sheep. Climate, Paul Bunyan, I don't care. I'm sick of it. They are shoving this crap down our throat. This is worse than a freaking vaccine mandate as far as I'm concerned. They said, as she met with scientists and engineers and received a firsthand look at how climate is studied by the space program, as well as how it provides data concerning planetary changes and their impacts, she declared, I truly believe space activity is climate action. That's right. There were people on this planet, in this country, who voted for the Biden-Harris ticket. I know. In a clip originally shared by Deputy Director of Rapid Response at the RNC, Jake Snyder, Jake Snyder's his name. Harris is seen interrupting a presentation in order to share her woke inquiry. And here's what she said. Can you measure trees? Part of that data that you are referring to, and it's an issue of, what's this? EJ, an issue of EJ, environmental justice, that you can also track by race their average in terms of number of trees in the neighborhood where people live. Wow. I'm just sitting here shaking my head in complete disbelief because I thought Tim was making this up. I just want you to understand how just pervasive race is with the left. It's to the point of, let's track the trees. I tell you what, why don't we track the race of sheep with a farmer? Oh, that's too easy because there's a black sheep. Hold on. Let's pick something else. the race of goats, because goats have like, they're multicolored. Yeah, I'm guessing here. I used to have, there were goats on the ranch where I lived. And I very rarely saw a completely white goat. Goats always seem mixed race. Especially when you eat them. Cabrito is what the Hispanics call it. The Mexicans, they call it cabrito, which is goat. I wasn't a fan of goat meat, but some people like it. Environmental justice. And I can, let me tell you where this is going. I can see an entire division of the government set up for environmental justice, making sure that there are the right number of black trees in white neighborhoods and so on and so forth. And of course, that bureaucracy would have to have what? 5, 10, 15,000 people? And your tax dollars would have to go to, you know, I could see the studies on the DNA of trees in certain neighborhoods. And then there's a whole new lingo that would have to be developed if, you know, certain number of trees were being mistreated or disproportionately cut down or whatever. I mean, can you see it? And of course, they're going to say, look at the black neighborhoods. There are no trees in the black neighborhoods because they want all the black trees over living in white neighborhoods. I mean, can you just see where this kind of nonsense goes? We're sitting here ridiculing this and having fun with it right now. I'm just messing around. But let me tell you, there are people plotting exactly what I'm telling you. As I make this crap up, there are people going, you know what, there's a pretty good idea that we should tax. Let's figure out a way to tax white people on black trees being displaced. Oh, you know what? Let's give them reparations because some trees were separated from their saplings. But we'll only do that for the Latino trees. And of course, there are hippies, you know, the old beatniks that can speak to the trees, the tree huggers. They will run this division of the government. The tree huggers. Black trees matter. So do Mexican trees and other trees, but black trees matter more. Because, you know, black trees are disproportionately messed with by the police. You know this. You know the black trees. Is a cactus really making a fist? The saguaros? I'm just wondering if the saguaro matters, because isn't that a Mexican tree? A saguaro? Kind of prickly little cactus? Saguaros matter, because saguaros look like they have their fist up. Anyway, I don't know, but I hope the police don't start attacking black trees the way they obviously attack black people. You know how that is. Oh, boy, let's take a short break. We got a lot to talk about. How about Biden's approval numbers?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys remember all those racial incidents of... like waiters or waitresses who are black, and somebody puts a, you know, thing on the their receipt that says, "If we don't, I didn't tip you because you're black," or, you know, the N word or whatever. And then of course they find out they're a bunch of hoaxes, right? Most of them are hoaxes done by the person themselves. I remember those stories, and I was thinking to myself, I cannot tell you the number of people I've been to dinner with, black, white, or otherwise, and normal folks, I can't even tell you, I don't know anybody. I don't even know of anybody that knows of anybody who's, you know, done a receipt and outside of saying, I take that back. I do know a guy who left a penny because he says you gave me bad service. A 1 cent tip. But I don't know if people that, based on race or whatever, you know, "Oh, I can't stand you. I wouldn't be served by a white person or a black person or whatever." I've never met anybody like that. I've met people that don't want to tip you because of service, but not because of who you are. I've had waiters and waitresses of all colors, the ones that are knockout, that are stellar, I tip them what, good 7%? No, I'm kidding. No, I tip them more than that. I tip them very well, as much as 25-30%. But if you're bad, I tip you 15%. And I don't write anything on your ticket or whatever. I just go, here's your 15%. I know you got to make a living. And I got to tell you, when you're in Europe, it's kind of fun because there's no tipping in France, for example. And it's just there. It's good or bad, but it tends to be good service. But here in America, there are people that will not work for it. I'm just telling you, there are people that will be rude to you knowing that you have the ability to tip them. I'm just going to leave it at that. But these stories of people, you know, oh, he didn't tip me because I'm black and I got called the N-word and they wrote it on my receipt. And then they go, oh, no. And this one girl I remember, she got, she got thousands of dollars from the outpouring of support because everybody was like, I can't believe that they called you the N-word. Those terrible white people. And then the white people were like, no, we have our receipt and it doesn't have that on there. We just left a regular tip or whatever. It was a ruse. And then we learn that this story, and for the record, I don't know how pervasive this is. A guy that somebody says, we don't tip white people. But I don't get that. Why can't we just, if your service is good, tip. If it's not, don't tip. Now, this is why I hate the places that have the automatic tip. Not Europe, but in America. Well, I was in New Orleans, the 10th time. Out with a bunch of friends. And maybe there were four or six of us at the table. Cause I know the number of people were bigger, but we didn't have the full party there. So there might be four to six of us at a table. There's no automatic tip for six people. 18, I get. You got a lot to do. Four to six people, that's just par for the course. But anyway, we get the bill. It's a nice restaurant. We get the bill. And it's automatic 18% gratuity. This was years ago. Automatic 18. Now, at the time, I was relatively poor. And I was, you know, if you got 18%, you were stellar. You know, you were lucky if I could give you 15. But anyway, automatic 18. And the waitress stunk. She was horrible. So she brings the bill. I'm like, what's this 18% in here for? Because we had already made up our minds. We were not tipping her no 15%. And she was horrible. Well, that's the gratuity. It was on the menu. It said right here. No, I went, I don't care. Give me a manager. And I brought the manager over. And I said, your waitress was horrible. And you know why she's horrible? Because you automatically let her tip. I mean, get her a tip. She didn't have to be any good. I go, our service was horrible. Look, take 20% off the bill. Then, you know, I'll tip her 18%. Because I wouldn't, we were going to tip her, but we were not going to tip her. No, 18%. And he did it. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. A long wait. Rude lady. Look, I know things may be going on in her life, but you know what? Things go on in my life. If you're in the service industry, you got a service. For all y'all know, I'm sitting there talking with a broken leg and an infected kidney. I know. Listen, you're going to get some bad radio. I got an infected kidney and a broken leg. I got to power through it. Like Hillary Clinton did during the campaign. Power through it. Anyway, here's what this guy, how they reported this story.
Well, that waiter tells me that receipt came from his last table of the night. He says he wasn't all that fazed by a lack of tip. But what one customer wrote at the top, well, that has some people upset. Waiter Nathan Bergeron occasionally gets little notes from customers, usually paying him a compliment for good service at On the Border Mexican Grill.
Three or four different ones that I'll keep and just kind of hold on to, or having my little server book where I take orders and stuff just to look at throughout the day.
But this note at the top of a receipt he received Sunday stands out the most. The five words, "We don't tip white people, LOL," took him by surprise.
More shocked than upset to feel one way or the other. Obviously, you know, we've all seen no tips and this and that. You just kind of move about it, go about your next table.
But before cashing out, he snapped a photo and sent it to his friends.
Right after they wrote the comment, they wrote LOL, that it was funny It was a funny joke.
Brandy Shira says she posted the receipt on social media, hoping it would raise awareness about racism.
I've always been taught if you don't have something nice to say, you don't say it at all.
The post has been shared and picked up by media outlets across the country. Nathan says he's brushing the comment aside and will continue to focus on customer service.
I enjoy being around people, being sociable, getting to know different people from different backgrounds.
And I did reach out to corporate regarding that note. They said until they talked to Nathan, they would have no further comment.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Who does this? We don't tip white people. Did you get good service? You know, what's funny, this is what bugs me about black leftists, is that's an opportunity to recognize that the world's not racist. Like that guy said, I love everybody that comes in here, man. It's an opportunity to meet different people and understand what's going on. And he's got to deal with that. How pathetic. We get these opportunities in life to showcase ourselves, who we are. And we've trained black leftists, not us, but the situation, society, has trained blacks that they can abuse white people and take pride in it. LOL. Ha! Lots of laughs. I just got over on some white guy. Okay, that guy's working. He's working for a living. I don't know what for. For his kids. Who's he working for? For his own dreams, his own aspirations. And you just come in, you take advantage of him, and you laugh at it. Ha! I got over on him. There's a film that my crew found of five kids in Australia. Five black kids beat up a little white kid. He's just standing there. He's a little mousy white kid. Next thing you see, boom, a foot flies in his face. And then these guys start beating the devil out of him. Five teens. And for what? Because he's white. That's simple. And it got no play because it wasn't five white kids beating up a black kid. Because you know what? Civility has been trained into most of America, but not with black leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 vaccines help prevent breakthrough infections even among those who are immune compromised. Epidemiologist Dr. Jing Sun of Johns Hopkins University studied the records of 660,000 people who received at least one dose of the vaccine through the middle of September. The study showed breakthrough infections after full vaccination were found most in older people and women. Those with immunocompromising conditions were not found to have higher rates of breakthrough infections as well. Passengers across the country are experiencing flight cancellations and delays amid a holiday busy travel season. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within the United States or out of the United States. More than 2,000 have been delayed. USA Radio News. President Biden's chief medical advisor has some advice for you on New Year's Eve.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which that we're really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
2021 saw a massive drop in cable news viewership without President Trump in the White House. Weekday primetime viewership dropped 38% at CNN, 34% at Fox News Channel, and 25% at MSNBC, according to the Nielsen Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys remember that song, Short People? Short people got no reason to. Short people got no reason to live. Randy Newman wrote it. Well, maybe it's not just short people. Maybe it's white people. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and this is a warning. Consider this a public service announcement to white people, because you're under fire. Oh, yeah. We need some sinister music here. Dun, 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 dun. You're under fire. Yep. For the first time, they've revealed, according to the last census, that white folks have, you're now under 60% of the U.S. population. For the first time on record, 20 million fewer white people alive today than 10 years ago. They're wiping you out, white folks. I'm not laughing at. I mean, I feel bad. Luckily for me, it won't be before y'all, you know, before I die. It'll still be some white folks, because I hang out around a lot of you. No other reason than I just think you're kind of cool. I don't get the hype why everybody doesn't like you. But, oh, whoo! White Americans, under 60%. So, white Americans now make up 57.8% of the country, according to the data that was released on Thursday. A decrease of over 6% since 2010. In 2010, you were, I think, 62.2% of the population, something like that. So anyway, at 6, no, you have to be more than that, because they say 6%, so you have to be 63. I've got a chart here that says 62%, but okay, whatever, 63, 64%. It was a lot more white people in 2010, let's just put it that way. They said, that is the number of people who replied white alone, non-Hispanic or Latino to the survey. Another group who just answered white alone make up 61% of the country, according to this data map that they were talking about. They say the white population is still the largest in the country at 204.3%. 204.3 million. But that number is down from 223.6 million in America. So it isn't, you know, Armageddon, but it's a sign.
And the war is still on with you white folks. If you haven't noticed, you're under fire. So the second largest group, they say, is Hispanics, which make up 62 million, or 18%. The third are African Americans, which represent 12.1% of the country. Get this, down from 13% in the 2010 census. So blacks have lost 0.9% of our population. That, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys know the numbers, but black folks at the turn of the 20th century were 19.2% of the population. We're now down to 12.1%. 7.1% of black folks are disappeared. Think about 7 to compared to 19. That's almost a third of black people are no longer, you know, in other words, we are shrinking. Anybody want to take a guess how we're shrinking? Huh? Planned Parenthood? Huh? Margaret Sanger? Huh? Leftism? I'm just, anybody? Anybody? Anybody got any suggestions? So the Hispanics are grown. They're 62 million, or 18%. I don't know if that's up or down, but I'm gonna say it's up, probably. And blacks are down. In case the Democrats can't be more clear, black people, they are replacing us with the Hispanics. Africa's a long way away. And I don't care how many lotto tickets they give out to come to America. Mexicans can just walk across the border. Central Americans can just walk across the border. Oh, laude, laude. Let's see. They said generally the population is becoming more diverse, with people responding that they are of some other race than white, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander than before. I'm believing that that's probably people checking the box that says American. They said the only states where the majority of the population is non-white are California. They're majority Hispanic, 39.4%. D.C., a black majority, which isn't a state, by the way, 40.9%. Hawaii, Asian is the majority, 36.5%. New Mexico, Hispanic is the majority, 47.7%. And Puerto Rico, which has a population of 98% Hispanic. So I did a little research, because I always like to do a little more. And I wanted to find out where all these white people are. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I go to most places, white people are not the defense. You know, if you go to Chicago, it isn't like you see a bunch of white. Go to New York and tell me it's overwhelmingly white. New York is overwhelmingly brown. But anyway, here's what they said. On the 2000 census form, race and ethnicity are distinct questions. A respondent who checks the Hispanic or Latino ethnicity box must also check one or more of the five official race categories. Of the 35 million Hispanic or Latinos in the 2000 census, a plurality of 48.6% identified as white. 48.2% identified as other, most of whom are presumed of mixed races such as mestizo or mulatto, and the remaining 3.2% identified as black or other races. So with Hispanics, 48.6% of them identified as white. So whites are getting a whole group of brown people in their mix. So I've already looked into this. I looked into this a long time ago because I kept asking myself. I remember when I finally said, how many white people are there to be so, you know, for people to be so mad at them? Because there's 1.6 billion Chinese. There's 1.3 billion Africans. That's a lot. The United States was 300 million, give or take, 328 now. Scandinavia is pretty small. I mean, where are the white people so popular? I mean, there's Canada, but that's not even that super white. What? Give me the super white populations of the world and tell me how many there are. Because between the Arabs, the Africans, and the Chinese, you got a lot of brown people. And let's not forget the Hispanics, the Latinos. So exactly how many white folks are there? And I was shocked to learn the number of people who are called white in the U.S. So, for example, I just gave you the Hispanics. Almost half of them identify as white. You remember when George Zimmerman, when he killed Trayvon Martin, they were, oh, he's a white Hispanic. They didn't want to tell you the dude was a Latino that killed a black dude. Let me go on, though, because this will blow your mind. Under the U.S. Census definition and U.S. federal agency, individuals with ancestry from North Africa are considered white. I know, you would think an African. Yep. It said the EEOC regulation also explicitly defines white as original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. Anybody, folks, that is an Arab from or from Northern Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, etc., they are all considered white folks. I remember reading about this and I wrote about it. I said, wow, so white people are getting credited for some brown folks. In certain parts of the South, I'm reading this, during the Jim Crow era, Italians occupied a racial middle ground within the otherwise unforgiving binary caste system of white over black. Though Italians were viewed as white for purposes of naturalization and voting, their social standing was that it represented a problem at best. Their racial status was impacted by their appearance, and they did not act white, engaging in manual labor ordinarily reserved for blacks. Italians continued to occupy a middle ground in the racial order through the 1920s. But here's my point. Italians are considered white because they're European. Do Italians look white to you? Come on, Barbarino, tell me. In the 2014 census, they had a new racial category for Middle Eastern and Northern African Americans. The category required approval by Congress, but, as I said, Northern Africans, barber, cop, Arab, Arab barber, Berber rather, Egyptian, North African Oregons, they are the Arab American groups the most numerous in the United States, and they are considered white. Folks, white people have been disappearing a long time. They've been cooking the books to make you believe you're the majority people because that way they can come down on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about white folks shrinking, and I don't mean getting smaller in stature. Well, that too. You are shrinking because you're getting smaller in stature. And it's your own doggone fault because you won't fight for yourselves. 844-551-8255. Well, I can't say that totally true. Maybe you haven't had your backs pushed far enough against the wall, because I have seen white folks come out swinging. Yeah, I mean, the American Revolution. It wasn't Chinese that started that. It wasn't black folks. It was disgruntled whites. The people would come over here and say, you know what, British? We've had enough of you.
Glad you guys stuck with me. We're talking about the shrinking population of white folks, and I just took you through the crazy notion, the lie. Folks, the lie that white people are such a big population. White people are the problem all over the world, right? Everybody's afraid about the browning of their cultures. That's why Arabs are completely dominating Europe now and Scandinavia, because they, white people want to show, we're very forgiving. We don't really care. Look at what we're doing here. And I tell you white folks all the time, y'all need to not be so tough on yourselves. Everywhere you are, it's very civilized. Very civilized. Where you're not, it's not quite as civilized. You don't have to believe me. Just look it up. Look at countries like Finland, Norway, Sweden, etc. I'm not saying they don't have criminals, but it's highly civilized. But look at Central America. Look at Latin America in general. Look at Africa. Look at the Middle East. It's not quite as civilized. Look at Pakistan. These brown people get together. Look, I'm not trying to be racial. I'm just giving you this. This is observational. White folks go places and they say, let's be civilized. Let's communicate. Let's talk. I can tell you this firsthand as a kid growing up, a black kid growing up, losing his mom. I didn't get any counseling. Nobody. Hey, Kevin, let's sit down and talk. One of my friends is my son's best buddy. His dad died just unexpectedly, 49 years old. And he comes home the other day. He says, yeah, my friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he says his mom's making him go to therapy. And we were talking about it at the house, and I said, good for her. And my son goes, yeah, he doesn't like it. I said, he doesn't have to like it. He better be glad he's got a mom that understands that he doesn't get it all, that he doesn't understand the impact of losing his dad at 14 years old, and there can be serious implications. See, I didn't get that at 5. My mother died, and it followed me. It haunted me. It haunts me to this day. So white people are civilized. They're like, look, we understand the mind, the human condition. And they get despair, just like the Jews. I talk to my Jewish friends. I'm like, I don't get y'all. You've made unbelievable, contributions to mankind in science and technology and medicine. And you're hated. Black folks, we gave you a few things. We gave you jazz and some hip hop and, some pretty cool dance moves. But I mean, really? In comparison? I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm proud to be black. I think we've done amazing stuff and we've built this country and we are as much a part of the fabric of it. And we marketed America. Jesse Owens going to the Olympics and telling Hitler, you're wrong, man, about this Aryan nation crap. We needed that dude at that time. And it was hugely important. She probably should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for that. So I'm not diminishing us in any way. I'm just saying white folks have made some pretty significant contributions. And, man, the Jews, don't even get me started. Oy vey. Oy. Forget about it. I mean, that's Italian. But you know what I'm talking about. Look, why are you hating on yourselves, white folks? I don't get it. You're hating on yourselves. Your kids don't want to be white. Your parents are apologizing, trying to help every, got to help the black man, got to help the this, that. You've done okay. I know where you live. I hang out with you. You're not mean-spirited. You're not doing bad things. Let me tell you, you're not doing drive-bys in black neighborhoods. You're not impregnating young black girls and walking away from them and becoming baby daddies. You're not doing that. You're not shooting up the hood. You're not oppressing black people and trying to keep them out of school. You know what? I have so many white folks that donate money. Said, Kevin, please find these underprivileged kids and get them into some good colleges. Get them great educations. Kevin, get them out there and show them some really cool things that life isn't the way. Please expose them, expose them, expose them. I mean, white folks. When we were running this adoption charity, Melissa and I got 1,000 kids adopted. You know who was helping? 99, but certainly over 80%. White folks were helping get these inner city kids, mostly black, 72% who were black, 28% other, with, by the way, very few white kids, but we were helping get these kids adopted as whole families, and it was white folks doing it. They had better things to do. They had a lot more money than I had. But they came and would serve on the board. They'd go find us sponsors. They'd go find us people to donate, you know, gift certificates, all kinds of stuff. Out there working their butts off. They got families. They got jobs. They have other things they want to do, but they were giving back. And they weren't doing it because they were like, well, we want to help the poor little black people. They did it because they wanted to do it. But you hear AOC, Americans, white people are afraid of the browning of America. The browning of America. The browning of America happened a long time ago. And people are still, you white folks are still out there, oh man, I feel so bad being white. Oh my gosh, why was I born white? Why was I cursed with being born white? I don't get it. You will never make me feel bad for being born the way I'm born. Never. There is nothing you could tell me.
Kevin, black people used to kill people and they used to...
Really? Wow. Amazing. Why are you telling me that?
Kevin, black people were slaves. They were lynched by other people. Subservient. You know, they were lack of civil rights. They were whipped and beaten and accused of crimes they didn't commit and all that. Wow, and yet we still survived.
And yet here I sit in front of a microphone talking to white folks trying to tell y'all, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? I don't know if I'm playing Dr. Phil for you or whatever, but I'll just gonna tell you, you got nothing to be ashamed of. What's Dr. Phil saying? I don't know the little terminologies when he's telling people, how's that working out for you? I know he says that. So I say to you white folks, how's that working out for you? You know, you got people teaching critical race theory right in front of your face. White people were oppressive, you were mean, you were whatever. And you live in the same land, no matter how mean you white people were. Let me just help you put it in perspective. No matter how mean you were, we still are now on equal footing. You suck at being mean, white people. You suck at oppression. You're terrible at oppression. If I'm going to keep you down, I'm going to keep you down forever. I'm going to read books on people, how to keep a person down forever. And it ain't going to be written by a white person because y'all suck at it. You can't keep people oppressed. You let a black man become president. You let a black dude dominate golf. What is wrong with you white people? You suck at oppression. You let a series of black people dominate basketball, a game invented by a white man. And as I said, golf, the Scottish, come on, Scottish, should be ashamed of yourselves. Tiger Woods being the best golfer. But then black people should be ashamed of ourselves too, because Eminem's a top rapper. I mean, we ain't exactly free in all of this, right? Jeez. White folks coming down on themselves, man. No wonder your population is shrinking. And then, as I said earlier, you let them include everybody. They got Northern Africans. Have you looked at somebody from Tunisia or Algeria or Egypt? The Middle East? These are white people? By what standards? Oh, and hey, white people, dirty little secret. You're not all white. Yeah, there's a skunk in the woodpile, as they say. You're not all white. Do your ancestry. Some of you got a little bit of black blood. Back in the day, they called it the one drop rule. If you had one drop of black blood, you were black. I mean, you were black. As a black person, for when the massa would rape one of the slave women, and the little child was born a mulatto, hey, babe, you know, half black? Uh-uh. No siree, Bob. Black child. And I don't care how diluted your genealogy became, because black folks, we passed back in the day and we started looking more white. You know, the ones that were light-skinned, the Lena Horne types, they could pass. You got a drop of black blood, you're considered black. That's what the eugenicists believe. I got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.